We learned Masechtas Pesachim Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Look at the Mishnah. Kol ha-nechol b'shar ha-gadol yoichol b'gdi harach v'roshe k'nefayim v'ha-sechusim, which means like this. Any type of aver or vein or cartilage or anything like that that's eaten when the shar gets bigger, when the animal gets bigger, even though it got hard, that means it's still soft enough to eat. Then those stuff are called basar when the gdi is 8 days old, when it's a young calf. If it's a young little goat, even though those things are sinews, you can eat them. But if it's something that when it gets older, it gets hard, it's not edible. So then, even though right now it's soft, it's not called basar. You're not yoytzer a mitzvah of achilas pesach with those. And the Mishnah ends off that Rashi can find v'asachusim, which are different cartilage, for example, by the ear, or by the shedra, the tzloyes, the ribs, certain cartilage that are there, that is called edible. It's called basar. And the Gemara will analyze how that stems with the first klal in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is saying a klal that has to be something that's still edible when it gets older. And number two, the Mishnah said that this cartilage is called basar regarding achilas pesach. So Rabbi has a question on our Mishnah. Tanan, it says the Mishnah, beginning of our Mishnah, kol nechol b'shar ha-gadol yoichal b'gdi harach. Anything that's still edible when the shar gets older, when the animal gets older. See, when it's young, you're allowed to eat it. It's called basar. V'she'ir nechal loy. But if it's when it gets older, that's hard, it's not considered a basar right now when it's first born. Amos, say for the end of the Mishnah, it says not like that. It's Rosh Hashanah v'asachusim, which there's certain cartilage at the end of the shoulder, by the ear. Those cartilage, it says, that is called pasta. So it's a stero. That stuff gets hard when it gets older. It's not eaten when it gets older. So what's pshat? It has the one part of Mishnah stem with the other part of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Elo tanoihi. Our Mishnah is really two tanoi. Let's read our Mishnah. Anything that's eaten when it gets older, it's called basar now. If it gets hard later on, loy, it's not called basar. The yesh oimrim, there's a new tana in Mishnah. The yesh oimrim argues af rosh kanafayim v'asachusim, even the cartilage, since it's edible now, it could be called basar. And Rashi speaks out. The only reason why it's considered good is because this man the hold. Since if when it gets older, I could still cook it and make it edible, therefore now it's also edible. So that's the first pshat of Mishnah. Rava's pshat of Mishnah that it's a machloikis. Rava Omar, it's not a machloikis. Ma hin ketani, v'halchi ketani. It's explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes like this: Kol nechol b'shar gadol b'shloka with cooking. If anything that's eaten when it gets older with cooking, then yoichol di arach b'tzli. Eat it when it's younger b'tzli, because the carpenter has to eat it b'tzli. So if it had to be cooked, it would not be eaten because partially now like cooked Korban Pesach. But now, when it's still younger, it's soft enough that it could be roasted. Since it's edible, when it gets older, I did cooking, you could eat it bitzli when it's younger. Umahim, what's an example of those type of parts of the behema? The Rosh HaKnafayim V'Asachusim, these cartilage of the shoulder and of the ear. So there's a machlokes Rabba and Rava. Rabba learns it's machlokes in our Mishnah, and Rava learns it's all one thing. Then the klal is like this: if something is so hard that when it gets older you can't even cook it, so then when it's diarach, it's not called basa. But if it could be edible, I did cooking when it gets older, so even now, when it's soft, it could be eaten as basa. Tanya said the Rava. We have brisa exactly like Rava. The brisa is like this: called nechol b'shar gadol b'shloka, anything that can be eaten, are they cooking when it gets older? Any part of the body, even though it's hard, if you cook it and you can eat it, yoichal di arach. What's the? You can eat it when it's younger. Are they roasting? Umahein. What are examples of these type of parts of the behema? Rosh kanafayim v'aschusim, which means the cartilage of the shoulder and of the ears. V'gidim harachin v'donik kabasa. And halach is that the soft sinews that's partial like basa. That's partial like basa. That's not a part of this brisa. Like upon him, we have a brisa exactly like Rav. Now, regarding the last thing, gidim arachim, the dinim kabasa, we're going to have machlokes Rav Yechonon or Shlokish about that right now. Itmar. Gidin shesoifon lahakshas. What about sinews that are going to get hard? Rav Yechonon Omar, nimnim alema pesach. You could be counted on it for pesach because it's called basa. And the Gemara explains, Rav Yechonon nimnim alema, so hashtazin. You go right now. Right now it's edible, so good. It's called basa. You go bas the saif. And the Gemara momentarily asked for our Mishnah. But our Shlokah says you go bas the saif. It has to be soft even when it gets older. Rav Yechon says, no, it's good if it's soft now. That's Machlokes B'Yechon and Shlokesh. And really, Machlokes says, what the words Gidim Arachim Nidani Kabasa mean? According to Rav Yechon, that means if it's Rach right now, soft right now, it's like Basa. According to Shlokesh, if it's soft right now, it doesn't help. It has to be soft even later. Gidim Arachim means it's soft even when it gets older. So our Shlokesh holds that it has to stay soft even when it gets older. It's going to say, I have a Rai from our Mishnah like me. Eisver Shlokesh Rav Yechon on, Kal Nechal V'Shar HaGadol, Yoichal V'Gdi Arach. Only these. Gidim they're getting hard. That they're because they're safe from lahakshus. You're not going to cook them. Whatever the reason is, there it says it's no good. So it's a kasha. You see, you don't go basa hashta. You go basa soif also. And the only reason Rosh Hashanah fire him is good because I'm going to be able to cook it one day. Mashma other things that safe from lahakshus not because it's a deer. It's mashma dafka these cartilage, not sinews. Amalei. No, so Rechon says no. Tana hani vudin lahanach. They're the same halacha. Hani my time with amas achli b'shar god b'shloka. You could cook it. Hanach nami gidim also sinews that get hard also nami misachli b'shar hagod b'shloka. You also could cook it. And therefore Rechon is not a rive on Mishnah. It's just examples. Cartilage is an example. And if anything, Rechon says it sounds like me because you see that since right now it's soft and. You could, and later on, even though it gets hard, since I could eat it at the cooking, right now I could eat it at the tzli, because right now it's soft. That's why Rabbi Yechon Tain is back, and therefore it's not right for Mishnah one way or another. Only Rabbi Yirmeh Rav Avin, ki also zekamei de Rav Avohu. Rabbi Yirmeh told Rav Avin, when you get to Rav Avohu, I have a big kasha that I don't have an answer for. Romile, ask him this kasha. Well, me or Rav Yechon, how can you say Rav Yechon says you go basa hashta, you go basa right now, if it's edible now, it's called basa. Me or Rav Yechon, we see basa hashta as linon, but I'm going to ask you from a different halacha. V'aboyi minei Rav Shlokesh from Rav Yechon, Rav Shlokesh asked Rav Yechon a shayla in Masech Tzchulin, legabi tumah v'tayra, he asked him, or haroi shel egel harach, the skin of the head of a young calf. Now, the halacha is the basar is makabel tuma. That's a food, it's makabel tuma. Meat is makabel tuma. Hides, if it's not a keli yet, it's not makabel tuma. So, what's the din of a hide of the head of an egel harach, which is soft? Maus yatame, is a matame. That's what Rav Shlokesh asked Rav Yechon. But Amaloy, Rav Yechon answered, Ein matame. It's not matame. You know why? Because even though now it's soft, but it's going to get hard and be a piece of leather, and therefore it's not, it doesn't have a din of basar. So what do you see from this Rabbi Yechonon? Alma basa soifas even. So it's a stira to Rabbi Yechonon. So that's Yirmiah's kasha. He tells Rabbi Avin, you're going to Ravo, please ask him his kasha. Okay, so Rabbi Avin listens to Rabbi Yirmiah. He comes to Rabbi Avo and he asks him the kasha. Amalei, he says, you know what you're talking about. The Ramalach, whoever asked you his kasha, halaychosh lekimche, he didn't watch his flour to what he was being taichin. That means the Rashi explains he wasn't careful if he was taichin chitim or psilis or garbage. He wasn't so medactic because it's not a kasha. Why not? Hahodabe Rabbi Yechon on legabe derash lakish. Rabbi Yechon taka was chayz from our halacha over here. So Rashi explains what the Gemara means. That the Gemara in Chulin, Taka, Rabbi Yechidon says over there, that's not metame, because you go basa saif. So Rav Shlokesh said, there's a Mishnah in Arva Reitiv, which is a parak in Chulin, that says, Elu sha'ariseim kipsarim, that these following things, the R is like a basa. In one case, Arvaish shal egel harach. So Rav Shlokesh asked Rav Yechon, he says, that matame, you see, it is called basa. So Rav Yechon answered back, don't ask for that Mishnah. That Mishnah, B'loshen Yochid Ani Shayna Isa. That's a Yechidah, that Mishnah. That means, that Rav Yechon really holds, that Mishnah is Yechidah, and really, we go basa soif, not basa hashta. So after that, Rav Yechon was chayz when he said over here. When he said over here was when he thought that Mishnah wasn't Yechidah. But after he found that Mishnah was Yechidah, he stopped passing like that Mishnah, and he was chayz from our Gemara. Both Rashi and Tosafot speak this out, that Hodeh Rav Yechon means he was chayz from our Gemara. And really he holds basa soif, and Eichanai Megidim, since it's soif on Lahakshos, it will not be good, and it won't be like the din of the Schusim, which are better than this, because this is, it gets hard and it can't be cooked and it's not like those things. Therefore, it's not called something to eat. So the Gemara Vayta. So the Taisus actually speaks out that what's Takat Pshat, why it's better, the Rosh HaKnafayim are Takat better than this. So Taisus speaks out, Dev Maskel Hoyel, says the Sovra Shlokas, the Rosh HaKnafayim Vaschusim, Yeshlem Shem Basa Yosim Megidim. Because the bottom line, you have to ask me, it's not a Machlokas Metzias. Obviously, you cook the Gidim also and eat it. So what's Takat the Maila? Say Gidim, they're Seifen Lahakshas. Even if you cook it and make it soft, it's not such a Shem Basa in the first place. So there, it won't help you that I can cook it. Masha Inkein, the cartilage is more of a Basa, so there will help cooking. That's what Taisus explains, and that's how we learn Maskonos HaGemara. Zok the new Mishnah. Next Mishnah.
Anything if you cook long enough.
Right, anything, yeah, it'd be terrible. But, right, exactly. But it has to be a basa. It has to be a shame basa, yeah. So Zok the Mishnah weiter. This Mishnah and the next whole Gemara, we're talking about Shviras Etzem, the law in the Torah about breaking an Etzem. We know that you're not allowed to break a bone of a Karm Pesach. Actually, the Chinuch says the reason is because we're supposed to eat the Karm Pesach Derech Cheres, and when you break a bone to take out the marrow, that's Derech Anios, that's for a poor person. And on Pesach, everyone's supposed to treat themselves and the Suda and the Yomtiv like Bnei Chayrim and like rich people, therefore they don't break the bones. So it says in the Mishnah, Shever es ha'etzem be-Pesach ha-tahar ha-reiz ha-loika ha-bom. Someone takes a good Karm Pesach that's tahar, a kosher Karm Pesach, and he breaks the bone, he is Chayiv Malkus, Salav in the Torah. Aval ha-moyser v'tahar, well, if someone has noyser, even though it was a good Karm Pesach, but he was noyser, he left over to the next morning, v'ashever b'tamei, or he breaks the bone of a Karm Pesach that was tamei, ain't a loika es abayim. There's no Malkus. And the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning for the two halachas at the end of the Mishnah, why you do not get Malkus. Zok the Gemara. Bishlama moyser b'tahar, bishlama moyser, that someone leaves over something of kosher Karm Pesach, you don't get Malkus. Why not? The time of the Brisa. So two reasons why you don't get Malkus. I'm a Chalikus, but two reasons. There's a lav to leave over noise until the morning. It says, "Be'esh to soif, you burn it." So, ba'a kosov, li din asay achalay sasa. There's a din, after someone's oivy lay sasa, he has asay, and he can fix up the lay sasa by doing the asay. What's the asay? Go burn it. Do not get Malkus. Divi Rav Yehuda. The reason why we don't get Malkus is because the lav anitik lahasei, and Rashi has two pshat on why lav anitik lahasei doesn't get Malkus. Either pshat is because it's considered like it's fixing it up, or because it's not doime to the lav of chasima, like sachsim sharvadishai, and says next to it the chi of Malkus. So it has to be similar to chasima. Chasima, there's no mitzvah say to fix it up. So that's one pshat in why is no Malkus on the din of Noiser. Pshat number two is Rabbi Yaakov's pshat. Yaakov, I'm living on shame, who's that? Elam Shadav, lav shame and maisa. Leaving over Noiser is not a maisa. You didn't do anything. You just didn't eat it. So that's a passive act, and that's called lav shame and maisa. So we understand why you don't get Malkus on Noiser. Either it's lav nitag say, or it's a lav shame and maisa. Ela shayver v'tamei min Allah. And how do you know if you break a tamei bone of the Karm Pesach? That you're not chayiv for shviras etzem. Doma kro, the pasuk says, ve'etzem le'sishbru boy, boy be'kosher v'loy be'pasul. Only a kosher Karm Pesach has the iser of shviras etzem, breaking the etzem. A pasul Karm Pesach does not have the din of shviras etzem, and therefore you don't get malchus.